Mark to do this here, or the, just like it, brainstorm is where anything can come up. So I'm going to give everyone three post-its so that you can write up to three activities or things you'd like to see the IMMR core group or the wider membership doing this year. And we're just going to reflect on that for a few minutes in silence. So if you can take one and pass it along your row, that would be great. And then I'll bring us back together in about 5 minutes.
Up to three suggestions. Up to three, yes, okay.
Three different sheets for it. It's a good idea.
It's different. Same rhythms.
Strong.
So Lazy Nina's going to be my assistant.
No, love to say that.
Because he's also little. you can hold it up. So we're going to operate a yes and policy with this. So that's where you see something, you're like, ah, yes, and I agree. If you've got a similar point to what someone offers, you can just say yes and wave your post-it and we'll group them together, because I imagine people might have come up with some similar ones. And you can say yes and I've got another idea that's related. So it's a way of saying, yes, I think your idea is great, and I've got another idea. It's positive, which is in our contract. So would anyone like to start us off? Yes, Miguel.
So Intel is supported to make videos. So for instance, when you go back to UK, London, you can interview Mikey Cook to make a short video, like 1 or 2 minute video. No?
Great, do you want to pop it up?
Yeah.
So if anyone's got something similar?
We can do the same for Marco here in Spain, of course.
So interview...
So to make interview videos. Those influential people. So when you see Mikey Cruz saying no in favor of positive money, maybe it can help us.
So we could go back to the UK, film Martin Wolf,
and then
share it with everyone in the IMMR community.
And here we have to do the same with Marco, of course.
Are they similar?
I have already written the same, for instance, with. I think he recorded.
It's not an interview.
I like to see, if you are not in the venue, I like to see conferences or talks recorded.
So recording the talks and the events that we're speaking at and sharing them with the community.
Yeah, especially with. I mean, people who don't know how to sing.
Yeah.
Really important.
Yes, and?
About the purposes, how to correct excess and limits and improve the monetary system.
So how to connect
and
correct excesses and limits. So what is it you want the IMMR to do?
The purposes.
So offer solutions for this?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Anyone got anything related? Please.
Can you read it?
So, offering proposals for how to correct the excesses and limits and improve the monetary system. Is that right?
Mm.
Okay. Cool. So that's quite a specific, researchy one and policy one. Specific about research and policy proposals.
Video, perhaps.
Some content ideas. Okay. Great.
And in general, promote academic debate between us and communication.
Great. Do you have a poster or no?
I am writing.
Okay, cool. Anyone else? Yes.
So I thought, because we were in Monetative, we were always thinking of how to collaborate with other NGOs, and my point of view is that you need some certain action. And to me, it could be quite interesting if we work on a statement across all the NGOs that are part of IMMR. So basically, this is what we want, this is what we like to do, for example, on CBDC, and then try to get supporters, for example, MAFO, for example, Michael Wolf, and get a signed letter, and then publish that so we can get some publicity. So come up with a letter, find supporters that sign it, that have a big name, and to get more publicity for IMMR. And that goes along with more media presence to specific topics, for example, CBDC, so that we can actually form the public recognition of IMMR and work on that.
So there's one actually about a coordinated action amongst IMMR members. So getting a signed statement and getting some media presence on specific topics.
Yeah.
So coordinating actions amongst IMMR groups. Great. Jamie?
Well, this could relate to that.
engage with the school strike movement.
Engage with what?
Engage with the school strike movement, so the climate strike. Thanks, Jamie. Yes.
Yes, and
send them back to school.
Focus on one issue, cash only. Promote this in the local groups and help them with the communication on this topic in an exemplary way, so they can use the knowledge that is given to them for other topics with the utmost expertise, because you don't want to develop the wheel again and again and again.
Yeah.
So, and then we may also, in this way, we make a start with the development of a coherent communication among the local groups from our central group. And then I promote cash only as the topic.
So it's about... coming up with kind of consistent messaging and best practice messaging.
Yes.
And so that we're not reinventing the wheel. That's one of the great things about the MMR. We don't have to copy each other.
Cash here involves digital cash, is that right?
Yes, it involves
cash only means solid and digital cash.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but more direct support in building national groups. The same thing you are doing in the UK. You know.
Well, can you say that again?
More support in building national groups.
So the IMMR should support
sort of
the growth of
support.
New...
I think you're doing the same thing within UK for local groups. For
right.
The UK.
Yes, and be focused on member countries' needs.
Nice. Yes, and can we finally maybe have a central depository of materials that are flexible enough to share that we can translate? Because we've discussed this before, but it never really...
We can do that on HumHub.
Yeah, so we have to make sure that we're using HumHub and that everyone is... So either videos or posts or things that are easily... where text is easily replaceable by different languages. But then, again, we don't have to reinvent the wheel and everyone has to make the same kind of video and the same kind of, you know, comic book type thing, so that we just, you know, exchange. But then we have a central place where we have... So a depository of resources in a central place.
Yes.
That are flexible enough to sort of use in different languages. Yeah. So there's something about being generous to each other there, isn't there? About making things easy for people to adapt. Yeah, to think in designing them, to already think, okay, how, you know, can I make this flexible enough that different organizations can also use it so that we can easily just exchange text but still have a lot of the work. And I tell you who's a brilliant partner with you on that is Mira. Yeah.
Yes, and in the same way, be focused on what you can actually easily share, which I find visual material is the easiest to share.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Thanks, Jonas. Raymond.
Developing a strategy to make the sovereign money idea at least as known as the MMT strategy.
Oh,
interesting. Very complex.
Yes, and.
Can you repeat that?
Develop a strategy to make the sovereign money proposition at least. As well known as MMT. Big ask. But yes.
Please.
Yes, and I look forward to discussing MMT with everyone tomorrow. I'm going to interject with one. How about one day IMMR could promote an exchange program, so where we could... swap offices for a week, or send some of our staff to different IMMR members around the world. I know I'd love to come to Denmark and learn about all the education materials they use, or maybe someone wants to come to the UK and work with David and Simon for a week on how we run a media operation. So transnational internships, amazing.
So,
I'm just going to go to Klaus. Sorry, Klaus first.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. Collect 3 monthly reports from membership organizations and publish them in newsletter.
Nice.
Quarterly
reports. Okay. So collect 3 monthly reports. So every quarter of the year.
Yes.
I've put, so yes and, I've said, I've gone a bit more ambitious, said a photo and an update from each IMMR member once a month, so in a newsletter. So we want to make ourselves more visible to each other, so that we know what's going on and who to talk to and which organisation.
Yes, maybe translate it in another language.
Oh, nice. So we should get some of the people who started, who are the linguists, to do translating of the IMMR newsletter.
Yes, in Spanish, Italian.
Have you got that on a post-it and we can add it? So we're going to record all these. Samuel.
And more sharing of developments and successes in each country, particularly, for example, in Sweden, when they've got, like, they come close to doing CBDC and doing pilots, it's good to know that's happening. And elsewhere, if any of your other countries are having CBDC pilots or research or discussion, we should all know. So.
Fantastic. Raymond, you're next.
So, with all activities here, we must not forget that we need a Eurogroup.
Yeah.
Well, Greater Europe.
Yeah, like all European right. Cooperation.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about in the next open space, so if we can tick that one off. But no, I know what you mean. So,
I mean, I have a yes and talk more about the global monetary system and particularly the effect on the global south. So by that I mean like thinking about, you know, have a international clearing union for world trade using a neutral currency like the bancor. I feel like that's something we should be coming together to talk about, but not many people are doing that. And particularly, yeah, and we don't have much representation from the global south, and I think they're the people who are most affected by the global monetary system. So we really need to be reaching out to them, building those links, and hearing those voices.
So I have a yes and on that one, to do outreach to new members with an emphasis on the global south.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And also to elaborate appropriate strategy for the global south. That means, you know, in the south, people have and countries have different needs than the north. Especially, so we have to customize our language. We have to customize our way.
Lino has a yes and?
No, it's a new one.
So, and?
And facility dialogue and cooperation with ethical banks. I have facilitated dialogue and the cooperation with ethical banks, as they are also organized on a global level. They have this global alliance for banking on values, and I think they should be our allies and could be very strong allies. And I think we could also develop best practices and connections and help the members to contact them. And, yeah.
All right.
Another aim, how to take the power to get rid of it. Have to take the power to get rid of it.
When you say, sorry.
We have solutions.
So another objective, so how to take the power to get results. So bringing in a conversation about how we actually get power.
It's the two important strategic points I made this morning, lobbying for safe accounts as well as for design principles for digital currency from the perspective of sovereign money. Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, any more? Or we're going to draw this brainstorm to a close, Councillor?
Yeah, an obvious one in 1 to 2 yearly meetings.
1 to 2 yearly meetings, great.
Or more.
Yeah. Fantastic. Sue?
Yeah, I have one. Work with the Green Party UK Wales and Green Party US, both of which have platforms that include government-created money as opposed to bank money.
So collaborate with
the parties. Those two have it in their platform right now. Yes.
And in this sense, you know, with Green Party, you can maybe work with New Zealand.
and New Zealand as well.
Not only the present is interesting, but maybe the past of the monetary system. Like you, to have some documents or research about the evolution of the monetary system, how it comes to the situation we live in.
Yep. Fantastic.
And we should really do successful fundraising, because then all of this will be much easier.
Can someone please write that on a poster?
Well, the three things have been said, basically more members, more money, and more academic support, other form of presence or academic writings.
Fantastic.
Instead of avoiding, or to put it the other way around, but which is complementary, avoiding national double work, for example, with social media. The social media are functioning internationally. Why not use them more? I think I do a lot of double work, which is not necessary.
Absolutely. So,
yes.
And that's one thing that we've already started doing. So with paying Mira as the social media coordinator for the IMMR, that's exactly her purpose.
Yes.
And I think one other one I had was about the monthly webinar discussions series. So for things like where we could say, hey, let's get everyone on a call who's got a video to share. That we could share around.
This is
thank you very much. Wow, I mean, the new core group's not got much to do.
That'll be easy.
I think. Such a fantastic array of ideas, from the very kind of practical to the very strategic things we need to be doing, to the influencing strategies we need to do. And what I'm going to do is group all of these, and then in a space tomorrow I'm going to invite people to vote for three. So you kind of go up individually and tick, you're allowed three ticks. So that we can try to, out of all these ideas, hone in on the ones that we want to focus on in the next year. Now that we've got all these ideas up there, just to help the new core group coming in to kind of immediately think, right, this is where the community wants us to focus our energies. Thank you all so much for that. So the next session, and is this just a short 10 minute one before we have a break, is going to be led by Lino, and we're going to start to tick off your point that you made about having a common space to put all of our resources. So we have this fantastic place called Hum Hub. Manuel, do you know about Hum Hub?
Yes, I do.
Great.